This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Raising children as a single parent has always been a difficult proposition. Adding a global pandemic that shuts down schools and daycares has only made things worse. KUT's series on childcare during COVID-19 continues as KUT's Claire McInerney introduces us to a single mom who has been struggling to find consistent childcare since March.
Once a week, Alicia Rivera, or Ellie, stands in the parking lot of a school, handing out groceries to families. She's an administrative assistant at Austin Voices for Education and Youth, which has family resource centers at low-income schools. She says since the pandemic began, they saw a dramatic increase in the need for assistance. Her organization has been doing food pantry days like this one. They also help with finding rent assistance or free COVID tests.
I like encourage them, like I'm going through it just as much as you are.
Like many people, the pandemic has brought on challenges for Ellie. There's definitely financial strains, but the biggest stressor in her life has been childcare. Before the pandemic began, Ellie had a routine.
So I would drop off my one-year-old off with my aunt that lives in Bastrop, close to Bastrop. And then my nine-year-old would stay after school and I would pick him up after work.
We all know what happened next. In March, her son's school closed. The city ordered everyone to shelter in place. And on top of all this, she and her husband decided to split up, and he moved out just as the pandemic was beginning. This meant she would now have to cope with everything as a single mom, including taking on more bills on her own. Part of that included getting a second job at Walmart.
Even before, I was struggling a little bit. That's why I ended up getting the second job. I guess the jump hit me, I guess, hard from one kid to two, and then them being home all day is like triple the food now.
Then her ex lost his job because of the pandemic. She was able to work, but she needed someone to watch her kids. So the recently separated couple came to an agreement.
So I had to make the tough decision of having him move in because he was available and so he can watch them and not have the kids exposed.
By May, her ex had started working again as a flooring installer, and Ellie had to figure out once again who would watch her kids. She had been nervous to send the kids to any of the grandparents because she was so exposed between the food pantry and Walmart. But when her ex-husband started working, she had no other choice. His mom was their best option. When I first talked to Ellie in May, she already knew this wasn't a permanent solution.
So she goes back and forth from Mexico. So she spends like 6 months here, and then she goes back a few months, and then she comes back. She's coming up next month leaving. And we don't know when she leaves. She kind of like leaves whenever she wants. So we're going to have to figure out. It's a growing concern, I guess, knowing and stressing out about where I'm going to take my kids next month.
Ellie's dad ended up stepping in when her mother-in-law went to Mexico for the summer. She said one of the difficult parts of finding a new childcare routine every couple of weeks is each adult that steps in has a different routine.
Oh, it's hard. It's hard. It's hard to leave them, and it's hard to not be you are the one that's watching. Like, I know I have them on a certain schedule a day, like make sure they're eating and make sure they're not watching too much TV and taking them outside for a little bit.
On top of all this, she's also trying to make sure nobody gets sick. When COVID-19 cases spiked this summer, she estimates around 20 to 30% of the families she served through Austin Voices had contracted the virus. She was working closely with these families to bring them food or find services their family needed.
You know, this second wave, I've been just getting bombarded with like people needing help, and it's hard to concentrate on too many things at once. I'm trying to focus on, I know I have to do 8 hours of work, and I know I have to feed the kids, and I know I have to at least do a little bit of cleaning and to keep it decent in here, walkable.
Her dad has told her he can't babysit much longer, so Ellie is thinking about what comes next. When I talked to her at the beginning of August, she had quit the job at Walmart. Since most of her work for Austin Voices can be done at home, and with her older son starting school next week, her current plan is to just keep them with her and do her work around their schedule.
I don't even know if it's a good plan, but it's just like, I'm going to try to hold off as long as I can. Keep taking care of them here until I have to decide what to do, I guess. Because it's so hard. Like, I know my dad's not going to want to take care of the baby for that long. I don't know.
She'll have to figure out who will watch them when she leaves to hand out food. She hopes her mother-in-law comes back from Mexico soon. Until then, she says she'll just do her best day by day. Claire McInerney, KUT News.